relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Welcome, friends, to the Battle for 1600, and it is a battle royale. We are never going to give up fighting. Why? Because that's what the Republic demands of us. I'm here with my co-host, former special assistant to the President of the United States, strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. They call him the Baron Boris Epstein. Follow him, Boris EP, breakfastwithboris.com. And I am Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, former strategist in the White House, and host of America First. Boris is not in studio because he's fighting the good fight. Boris, tell our listeners, tell our viewers, where are you now?
Seb, it's great to be with you, my man. I am in beautiful Arizona, where President Trump is going to end up winning the 11 electoral votes here. I'm here on the ground. I just spoke to about 1,500 patriots and of America, of Turning Point, all who are putting America first. It's wonderful to be here. It's great to be here. And we're seeing some great results come out. It's ludicrous, ludicrous. The Fox News and AP called Arizona for President Trump. President Trump's going to end up winning Arizona. He's going to win Georgia. We'll win Pennsylvania once all the legal votes are counted everywhere, and he'll win this election.
There's too much negative energy out there on the right. Even I, what did I say to you yesterday? We spoke to each other late last night, and what did I say? What sacrifice did I say I was going to make, Boris?
You told me, and listen, I'm still shocked. I don't really know what to do about it, okay? I'm all upside down.
Tell us. Tell our listeners.
You're not smoking cigars until we win this election.
And what did I do today? I said, screw that. And I got out a big stogie and started smoking my Mustang on the way to the studio. And I'm chewing on my cigar right now because we need to fight. And I need my stogies and I need my cigar buddy back in town once we have one. But you need to keep on fighting. So, Boris, I gave in because I'm in a good mood, and we're going to keep on fighting. So let's...
Good. I'm probably going to have one tonight after, you know, Shabbos, right?
Right.
I celebrate Shabbat with a stogie, and look forward to a fruitful winning next several days, weeks, when this president will end up being determined and declared the re-elected president of the United States.
Right. So we need to give everybody the fuel they need to keep on fighting to support the president and to cut through the fake news, the lies, the propaganda of the institutionalized media. And I'm sorry, guys, Fox, you're doing it as well. The fact that you haven't retracted your egregious Arizona call for Biden today, still on Friday, is inexcusable. So here, tell me if I'm missing anything. These are the things I want all of our listeners and viewers to file away and to use. Number one, no incumbent president in American history has ever received as much votes as President Trump received this week. Second, he even beat Obama, the Democrat president, with his 70 million votes. Third, no Republican president has ever received as many minority votes, black, Hispanic, Latino, as President Trump did since the 1950s and Dwight D. Eisenhower. And lastly, perhaps most significant of all for those who have been labeling, who have been libeling this president as an agent of Russia, an anti-Semite, a white supremacist, Donald Trump, the incumbent, received this week at least 5 million more votes than he did 4 years ago. All of these things tell us something, Baron, that this is an incredible success for the president. What am I missing?
Well, the president also, something I was working on, the president received about 43% of the Jewish vote in the state of Florida,
wow,
which went a long way. long way toward keeping Florida red and flipping those congressional seats. Donna Shalala lost.
Yes.
There's another major loss for Democrats and Nancy Pelosi down in southern Florida. And I'm so proud of that. I spent about 10 days down there meeting with Jewish voters, meeting with all voters, and they turned out. Israeli Americans turned out for President Trump and Republicans. Nationally, President Trump received about 30.5% of the Jewish vote, the highest for Republican candidate since 1988. This president is the president of all Americans. He loves all Americans. And that is why he's going to end up being reelected to four more years, because nobody loves Joe Biden. Nobody cares about Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's a joke. He's a joke candidate. Everybody knows it. And we have to figure out what's happening. What is happening in Philadelphia? I mean, Philadelphia is acting and seems to have acted like Chicago in 1960.
Yes.
And everybody knows Philadelphia's always cheated. Maybe they weren't so up for it 4 years ago because they thought that Hillary would win anyway. But this time, it seems like the old Democrat machine is coming out extra big.
Additionally, I forgot to mention, the Senate remains in the hands of the GOP. So all the crazy ideas of AOC packing the court, making Puerto Rico and D.C. states, that's dead in the water. Nancy is losing, is hemorrhaging seats in the House. And we have incredible results for female Republican candidates. So the Senate is GOP. Nancy's losing seats in the House. And we're supposed to believe that the president didn't get the support of the American people. And here's the bottom line. I was listening to Rush as I came into the studio today. How is it, Boris?
Rush
said, none of this makes sense. How is it that Biden underperformed both Hillary and Obama in massive Democrat cities like Chicago and New York, but he's winning the election? How does that work? How does Biden not perform as well as Hillary in New York, in Chicago, but the president doesn't win the election? It just stinks, Boris.
I mean, the numbers in Wisconsin, 89% turnout. I mean, how is that possible? Wisconsin's never been above 72, I believe.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. And I will tell you that long term, this poses a huge question for the American people and the American electorate. And the way we conduct votes, the more I think about it, what we probably should be thinking in this country is open up a 2-week period, create a global entry or TSA pre-check-like system, have everybody come in, scan their ID or passport, yes, voter ID or passport, and vote. And then on election night, press a button, everybody knows who won. Done.
Yeah, what was it? Somebody tweeted, American Idol can count 150 million votes in 3 seconds, but we can't do it in Philadelphia. We can't do it in Arizona.
It's not. The voting for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is more exact than for President of the United States.
Yeah. And let's look at what's happening on the ground right now. You are in Arizona. We have to talk about Philadelphia. We have to talk about what's going on in North Carolina and Georgia.
Yeah, I'll give you the picture.
Yes.
Here's the picture. The president right now, to be reelected, has to win. As it stands, if Michigan and Wisconsin do not flip, which they may very well may, because they were stolen from the president, I believe, okay? But we have to get full proof of that and all the information. But as it stands right now, the president needs to win Georgia, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. He'll win North Carolina. I think Georgia, the military ballots will put him over the top. And Pennsylvania, if all the legal votes are counted, and not the dead people and not the fake ballots, I think the president will win. And then he has to win either Arizona or Nevada. Arizona's been moving strongly in the president's favor. And I believe we'll continue to do that. So that's the lay of the land. That is the lay of the land. And he's at 213 now, 3 from Alaska, which he'll win, and 1 from Maine, second, 214. You got Georgia's 16, that's 230. 15 from North Carolina, that's 245. 20 from Pennsylvania, that's 2. How did I do the math right there? 213. Plus 3 from Alaska, 216, 217, with Maine second. Then you add 16, 227, 233.
Yep.
20 for Pennsylvania, 253. 15 from North Carolina, you're at 268, and then either Nevada or Arizona put you over the top.
Wow. In the meantime, we've got the math. In the meantime, let's look at what's happening in Philadelphia and elsewhere. So the president is clear. Unlike Biden, who on the night of the election said, we want all votes counted. We don't want all votes counted. We want the legal. We want all legitimate votes counted. And yesterday we saw the outrageous scene in Philadelphia where Pam Bondi, Corey Lewandowski had a court order in their hand, a fresh judge's court order saying they must allow observers from the Trump campaign, from the GOP, into the election centers to visually monitor the counting of the outstanding ballots. And the local sheriff refused to comply with that order, and they were locked out. Boris, you're a lawyer. You know the law. There is... What is the reason? What possible reason is there for not allowing others to see the votes being counted?
No reason. There's no reason except for they don't want to see some of the chicanery, some whatever misdeeds that are going on. There's absolutely no other reason. Absolutely no other reason.
That's...
Absolutely no other reason. And that's... This is the issue with these elections, is that, you know, the Democrats are running the system. They, I believe, are rigging it in their favor. And if you look at what this president has done for this country, even the jobs report today, which
yes.
happened before by 100,000 jobs, this president is crushing it for America. America loves them. And the power-hungry Democrats are coming in, and they are trying to steal the will of the American people. I just said that, too. About 1,000 patriots in Phoenix. We cannot allow anybody to wrongfully take away the constitutional right of Americans to elect their president.
And it's very simple.
We just can't allow it.
It's what the president said. Every legitimate vote should be counted. It doesn't matter whether it's for Joe Biden or whether it's for the president or whether somebody wrote in Mickey Mouse. All of the legal ballots that arrived on time are verified, should be counted. And here's the real plan forward. This is what I've been tweeting out for the last couple of days. The U.S. Constitution is explicit. We are a republic of states. And the Constitution has stated that the Electoral College is the system by which the chief executive is chosen. And any alterations to the way the general ballot is held for that Electoral College vote must be done through the state legislature. So if North Carolina wants to change the date, the deadline, then it has to go through the North Carolina state legislature. If Philadelphia wants to say that we're going to do exclusively mail-in ballots, guess what? The state legislature of Pennsylvania must make that decision for it to be legal. What we have seen in the last 6 months, Boris, across Democrat states is governors, is state secretaries, is local bureaucrats unilaterally making changes to the way the elections are run in their country, and none of them is constitutional. My argument is the following. Any change made to a state's functioning methodology for how elections have been run this year, which didn't go through the state legislature, is null and void. That is the legal argument that Rudy Giuliani and everybody else has to make in the courts. And any vote that has been tallied on the basis of those changed regulations must likewise be nullified. And I guarantee you, Boris, if that happens, the president strolls back into the White House. You're the legal professional. Your response to my layman's analysis.
I think you're right. I think the Constitution has to be followed. Legality has to be followed. We have rules in this country. We have rules about voting. And we have they all stem from the Constitution, and they have to be followed. And this isn't just, hey, let's figure out any way possible for Democrats to get reelection.
Right?
or Democrats to gain the White House. And we see what moves will follow. What happens? Democrats are losing seat after seat after seat in the House. A total repudiation of Nancy Pelosi in this country, by the way. Total yes. repudiation. How can we gain seats in the House and not win the presidency? That's ludicrous. How can you win Florida and Ohio and not win the presidency? That's ludicrous. What's happening in this country is absolutely ludicrous. We have to fight. We have to make sure that all the legal votes are counted. And I'm confident once that's done, as you said, that we will absolutely get there. Because, you know, there's all these rhinos, you know, and you saw it after the president's perfect press conferences. You've got all these, you know, pearl clusters. Oh, my God. How could he say we want the legal votes to be counted? Well, what do you want? Remember when they bitched and moaned and ruined lives over the Russia hoax?
Yes.
And they said, well, there's foreign interference, but now they want illegal interference. Now they want, you know, there's allegedly 3,000 voters in Nevada who are not from Nevada. What, are we just supposed to accept that?
And there are videos. I've posted them. If you haven't, you've got to go to my Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, SEBGORKA. You've got to see. You've sent me them as well. Multiple videos of poll workers in a polling station filling out multiple ballots. And I don't mean helping somebody who can't fill it in. I'm talking about somebody sitting at a desk in their yellow vest with a pen, filling out a ballot, putting it to one side, and filling out another one. Multiple videos. Every single one of those has to be investigated. Look at those videos. Find them yourself. Go to Twitter, Seb Gorka. That's SEBGORKA on Twitter. Go to Boris's feed, Boris EP. These are the things that have to be settled in court. Now, here's the last part of my action item. And I have a call into the president. Hopefully, I'll connect with him this weekend. The battle has to be fought in the courts. We have to have the best lawyers on the case. But the second half of it, just as important, if not more important, is the communication strategy. And I want to see people across the nation hear the best communicators for the MAGA agenda, the best surrogates the president has. We've got a handful of them out there. So Eric's out there, Don Jr., Corey and Pam were superb yesterday, but I want to see you. I want to see Mark Levin. I want to see Dan Bongino explain to the American people why dead people voting in an election is illegal and why we have to have recounts. Boris, your reaction to my advice.
I'm here to do that, my friend. You know, this is probably my fourth interview today, if you count, you know, this being our podcast, my fourth media appearance today. I'm here, man. I'm out there as much as possible, and I want to be out there more. I'd love to be on every network and talking to the American people why integrity in our elections are so important. And I agree with you. I think that's what we need to do. We need to keep pushing. And if as long as all legal votes are counted, the president will win re-election. That has to be our goal. And I don't understand why any American would not want for all legal ballots to be counted.
Yes.
We've got to get there, and I'm confident that we will.
All right. Well, I want everybody to hear what Newt Gingrich said. We played it on the radio today. It's incredible. That's the spirit I'm in. Listen to Newt Gingrich.
You know, I think I've been active in this since 1958. That's 62 years. I am the angriest I have been in that entire six decades. You have a group of corrupt people who have absolute contempt for the American people, who believe that we are so spineless, so cowardly, so unwilling to stand up for ourselves, that they can steal the presidency and we'll wring our hands, bring in a few lawyers, and do nothing. My hope is that President Trump will lead the millions of Americans who understand exactly what's going on. The Philadelphia machine is corrupt. The Atlanta machine is corrupt. The machine in Detroit is corrupt. And they're trying to steal the presidency, and we should not allow them to do that. First of all, under federal law, we should lock up the people who are breaking the law. You stop somebody from being an observer, you just broke federal law. you hide and put up paper so nobody can see what you're doing, you just broke federal law. You bring in ballots that aren't real, you just broke federal law. I am sick and tired of corrupt left-wing Democrats who believe that we are too timid and too easy to intimidate, and therefore, let us go out and steal it. That's exactly, I mean, no one should have any doubt. You are watching an effort to steal the presidency of the United States, and this is not about Donald Trump. This is about the American people. Do the American people have the right in an honest election with honest, legitimate ballots to pick their leader? Or are we now just sheep to be dominated by the high-tech businesses, the news media, and the various political machines? And are we supposed to surrender? So I think this is one of the great, this is a crisis in the American system, comparable to Washington on Christmas Eve or comparable to Lincoln at Gettysburg. This is a genuine, deep crisis of our survival.
But now I need to ask you, Barron, you are on the ground. You are fighting. That's the spirit. That's what we're doing here at America First. That's the spirit of the battle for 1600. What is your final message until next time, until you're back in studio or back on the line? What is your message to all of our listeners, all of our viewers, and all Americans who love this country, Barron?
My message is this. Go to armyfortrump.com. If you know of any irregularities, report them right there. And we have to peacefully insist that every legal vote in America is counted. Once that's done, we will have 4 more years of President Trump, 4 more years of strength, 4 more years of opportunity, 4 more years of America First. We will continue striving as a nation. Cannot let this election, cannot let America's future be stolen. Stop the steal. Let's fight for this thing. Let's win re-election for President Trump. And that's what's going to happen once every legal vote is counted.
Stop the steal. Report anything suspicious you see. Get that red MAGA hat on. Organize yourself. Go demonstrate outside the election centers. Let your voice be felt and heard. Now is the time, if there ever was, to stand up for this country. It is armyfortrump.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been the Battle for 1600. Stay frosty, my friends.
Thank you, my friend. God bless.
Thank you.